Welcome back to Inside Ag Country, brought to you as a service by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. From there, we bring in our friend Katie Tangen. And Katie, it looks like we got some warm weather finally coming on the way. I would imagine it's making for some happier customers in the ag world.
I think we'll be in the field real soon if they aren't already. So.
Yeah, exactly. And we need some rain to the west. Hopefully that'll come.
Yes.
But it's 70s, 80s this weekend. So looking forward to that. Hey, one of the things we were talking about before we got on the air today is that there's going to be some new trading limits out soon.
There are. Starting next Monday, well, actually the Sunday overnight session, which is part of the Monday business day, we will have expanded limits in corn and soybeans, not for Minneapolis wheat, but we will for Chicago wheat. And part of what they're looking at is just that we've been so volatile, you know, and also we have higher prices. You know, you go back a year ago, obviously, $3 corn, $3.50 corn, we just weren't going to see the kind of moves we're going to see when we have $6, $7 corn. So they are making that adjustment. This is not one of those expanded limits. So part of the rule is if you hit a limit in the front 3 months and it closes that way the next day, they expand it by half. This is not that. This is a permanent expansion. So corn will go from a 25-cent limit to a 40-cent limit. Soybeans will go from a 70-cent limit up to a dollar. And Minneapolis wheat will not change. That is currently at 60 cents. But Chicago wheat is going to go from 40-cent limit to a 45-cent limit.
How much of an impact will this have on traders with these new limits?
You know, I think it's something you have to know going in. The other part that's having a rule change is they are going to allow larger speculative position limits within those contracts. So if you're a speculator, you're limited. You could only own, you know, say 1,000 contracts. And that's not the number, but something like that. Those numbers will expand as well. So at least I would guess the few weeks, 2 weeks or so afterwards, you're going to have some reshuffling of portfolios from speculative traders, and that can go both ways. I mean, that can go down and that can go up. So just be prepared that there's going to be a few adjustments in this market in the next few weeks that don't necessarily have anything to do with grain fundamentals.
So, and you use the word permanent, so this is something in the future, so let's, and I hope they don't, but if commodity prices come back down again, you don't believe that there would be a change back to the old system?
You know, they could, but it has to be a sustained change. So kind of like we're seeing now, you know, we've been higher really since last August. We've been moving to higher prices, and just now they're making that. They reevaluate, I think, every 3 months.
Okay.
And try to keep it a little bit in line with where the market's at.
Okay, very good. What kind of things are going on, or what's keeping you busy these days at Ag Country Farm Credit Services?
You know, I think right now we're just trying to get everybody in the field. A lot of questions on crop insurance and what can and can't happen, you know, this time of year. Make sure you're keeping good track for your acreage reports, because those will have to come in here, you know, the next few months. But okay. The sooner you get those in, the easier it is. We've had a few questions on PP in a drought, and that, you know, technically, yes, you could do it, but there's a lot of conditions that have to be met. It probably isn't going to apply in a lot of cases. So
okay.
Just that kind of getting in the field type work.
Okay. Any comments or any questions about CFAP 3? Is that program seemingly going pretty good?
I think for the most part it's going well. There's always going to be a little confusion, I guess, just because of the way it was rolled out. But most people are getting their money. We have some people going in to refile because you can count some additional revenue that you couldn't before, at least in the dry beans.
Okay.
Some of that kind of just odds and ends.
Okay. Well, questions, if anybody has one for you or others, you guys encompass a lot of things in the agriculture industry. What's the best way to get a hold of you at Ag Country Farm Credit Services?
Best way to get a hold of us is at www.agcountry.com. And if you go on there, they'll have a list of all of our offices. You can find the one closest to you, give them a call, and they'll get you set up with the right person.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of Inside Ag Country. We'll be back with more Inside Agriculture in just a moment.